The Fermi energy for gold was 5.51 electron volts at a temperature of 293 Kelvin. That's approximately room temperature. Find the average energy of a conduction electron at that temperature, and then in part B, compute the temperature at which the average kinetic energy of an ideal gas molecule would have the same average energy that we found for the conduction electron in A, and then comment on the relative temperatures in A and B. So, let's write down what we know. We have a gold atom. We have that the Fermi energy is 5.51 electron volts at T equal 293 degrees Kelvin. We want to find, in the first part, the average energy of conduction electron. Okay, well, we can find in the text that the internal energy of the conduction electrons is equal to 3/5 times the number times the Fermi energy plus a constant alpha times N times KT, where K is the Boltzmann constant, divided by E sub F times KT. So let's first of all look at the second term and see about how large it is. Well, we need to know what KT is. So KT is equal to the Boltzmann constant is in units of electron volts is going to be 8.6 times 10 to the minus 5 electron volts per Kelvin, I guess it's going to be, times 293 Kelvin. And that is equal to 0.025 electron volts. Now, alpha is greater than 1, but not much greater than 1. And so alpha times KT squared over E sub F that we have, and we're only going to do this now for one electron, so we have N equal to 1 in both cases. This KT, remember, is 0.025 electron volts, but the E sub F is 5.5 electron volts. So this is on the order of about 10 to the minus 4 electron volts. And even if alpha is on the order of 2 or 3, you know, it doesn't make much matter here. So this second term is on the order of 10 to the minus 4 electron volts. Well, this term is on the order of 3/5 of 5 electron volts, so it might be 3. So basically, we can ignore this term. The second term here is so much smaller than the first time that we can ignore this term, which means now that our average energy for one electron is simply 3/5 times E sub F, the Fermi energy, and that's equal to 3/5 times 5.51 electron volts, and that's 3.31 electron volts. So that's the average energy that we needed for part A, the average energy of a conduction electron. Now in part B, we want to find the temperature at which the kinetic energy of an ideal gas molecule is equal to this value for the conduction electron that we just found. Well, we know that in the ideal gas, the kinetic theory of gases, that the average energy will be 3/2 kT. If we're just using the translational energies of an ideal gas, then that leads to, if we solve that for T, we have T is equal to 2 times the average energy over 3 times the Boltzmann constant, and this is now for the ideal gas molecule. And so now we can calculate what T is. T is equal to 2 times 3.31 electron volts divided by 3 times the Boltzmann constant, and I'll put that in terms of electron volts unit, electron volts per Kelvin. And the temperature we get here is 2.56 times 10 to the 4th Kelvin. So notice it takes a very, very... we had room temperature up here, approximately 293 Kelvin when we calculated the average energy. But in order to have an ideal gas molecule have that same energy, it takes a very, very high energy. And that's basically what we're supposed to discuss in Part C. So the thermal energies are small. The thermal energies we found in Part B for an ideal gas molecule typically are very small, except at very, very high temperatures, where the gas molecules can actually gain as much energy as a conduction electron.